This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I guess I was in. Ah, that's Dan Campbell, Troy Lions coach. And yeah, they were cruising. And you know, it's hard to process. It's TJ talking about the locker room. There's kind of a pall cast over the locker room. But the truth is, when you're a player in the league, you know that injuries happen, and it's kind of the harsh reality is you got to deal with it and move on. I'm not feeling great about it, and I've admitted as much. And Gator, sucks because it like was peak Lions, man. Peak Lions yesterday, and then that happened. But hey, they got to find a way. And Brad Holmes, I do trust him. I do trust him. And my prediction is this is going to be a subtle, smart move. I don't think it's going to be Max Crosby. I don't think it's going to be Miles Garrett. I think they're going to get a player that helps them. And they're just going to have to find a way to get by without what was emerging as the best edge rusher in the league. As far as the in-house solutions, can the aggregate help to get close to where they were? I mean, is Pascal going to emerge? Because I'm not thinking that it's going to be, you know, James Houston. If maybe this
sparks something in him. I mean, obviously he wasn't activated yesterday. Brought Uku up, and Uku made a couple of tackles and was in there as a pass rusher and looked okay. But maybe this sparks something in him that here's a golden opportunity, man. You weren't activated for the game in Dallas. You got to step it up. And if he can, great. And if he can't, then others are going to get that chance. I think with DJ Reader getting more and more reps, playing with a new group of guys, he is a force in the middle.
He's good.
And you're going to have to pick who you're going to double team, right? Because it was typically they were like, we can double team Hutchinson if we had to. And he'd find those one-on-one battles and win them every time, and he'd win a lot of the double teams. But if they're going to double team up the middle now because DJ Reader is a force, Lee McNeil, he was the benefactor yesterday. He had a couple of sacks, just came flying up the middle. Pascal and Unzarike, these guys are all going to get their chances to try to fill that void. But ultimately, I think that it's Aaron Glenn is going to find some ways to either dial up pressure or the rest of the defense is just going to be solid around it. And you can try to throw on the Lions, but the secondary is going to be good enough to be up to the task.
All right. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Champ the entire Detroit Lions team. Chump Matt Vierling, the only guy with playoff experience, can't go 0-5 in games 4-5. Champ the entire NFC North, might be the best division in the history of football. Chump Tarek Skubal cost us an ALCS berth. Wow. God.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. And really?
Would you be here without Tarek Skubal?
Not even close.
Shut up.
And I mean, it is Champ and Chump of the weekend. Okay, they beat Skubal. He's not
Tip
perfect.
Tip your hat.
Yep.
Nice job.
They beat Skubal.
Did the offense do enough? Not so much? Okay.
As far as the entire NFC North, not only are they, 5-0, Minnesota's 5-0, Detroit's 4-1, Green Bay and Chicago are 4-2. Did you see the point differential thing?
I did not.
The NFC North ranks 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the NFL in point differential.
Oh, boy.
The best four teams in the NFL in point differential.
Well, did you see any of the Chicago-Jacksonville game from London?
I did not.
Kang, did you watch any of that?
Yeah, uh-oh. I did.
Is the kid looking good?
He looks really good.
Yeah, I know the stats were good.
He looks so
He's getting better.
He's getting better every week. Yeah. And what, he had 4 touchdowns in the game, and he looks very comfortable back there.
But Jacksonville also sucks.
They do well. Their offense sucks, but I mean, he was scrambling around and he made plays.
That's what he did in college, right? And so the question would be, can it translate to the NFL? And he's getting better every week. So it's not a layup like we maybe thought it was at one point.
No, I mean, I always thought that Chicago's gonna be a team to be that might be a team to worry about at the end of the season because they're just gonna get better with a rookie quarterback. And it's 6 games in; they're 4-2.
By the way, for the guy that chumped Skubal, I think Nayrock put it best on Twitch. He said, "You're chumping Skubal? Tell me you jumped on the Tigers bandwagon after the Astros series without telling me you jumped on the bandwagon." Yep. Let's go to AJ in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, AJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Appreciate it.
Couple of things you guys said while I was on hold. I wanted to kind of touch on D-Mo, Beast Mode, or the new Beast Mode. But yeah. I think we don't give him enough credit for how elusive he is. Like, he will shake you out your shoes, man.
Yes, he will.
But a guy with that size, you know, you don't really pay attention much to that. But, man, that guy's got some moves, man. You know, bittersweet win. Tough with Aiden Hutchinson. I'm also waiting to hear. I don't know if you guys have heard anything about Carlton Davis. I know he took a pretty wicked kick to the head last night.
That was
tough, man. That was tough. But what I really wanted to comment on is one thing. I think it was great. You know, they threw a pass to J-Mo over the middle, and he dropped it. It was slightly behind him. He should have caught it. And you can kind of see on his face where he was like, man, you know, I dropped that one. And they went right back to him on the next play, man. I thought that was excellent. I thought that was a great call.
That was intentional, for
confidence.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, and my favorite part of the game, man, I mean, I just can't emphasize it enough, just the straight disrespect that we gave the Cowboys in their own house. I mean, I've never seen a game where any team has attempted two passes to linemen.
Yep.
You know, and if they don't go for those, you know, trick plays, you know, the fantasy plays on those two drives, we're looking at a 60-point game here, you know, and it would have been even more embarrassing than what it was.
You're right. But
I really, really, really just enjoyed the blatant disrespect to the Cowboys, guys, and that's all I got.
Yeah, they turned down the opportunity for a 50-burger if they wanted to kick a field goal at the end. And
it was funny.
It was great.
Because they were celebrating Jerry Jones' 82nd birthday, and I saw somebody post on social media that in honor of Jerry Jones' birthday, the Lions are going to score 82 points on the Cowboys today. And I'm like, perfect. Perfect. 248-539-9797. Cameron on a cell. You're next. What's up, Cameron?
Happy Monday, gentlemen.
You too.
As great as that Lions victory was, I don't think I smiled at all in the second half after that horrific injury. So let's pray for Aiden.
Well, he's going to live. I mean, he's had surgery, and it was a clean break of two bones. And yes, but I'm with you. I didn't smile a lot after that, too.
I'm just going to make one more quick point about who I think Brad Holmes should go after, and then I'll hang up and listen. He used to be a game wrecker for the Chicago Bears. I think he's 33 years old. I think he's got 1 year left with the Chargers, but why not go after Khalil Mack and then maybe try to scour some practice teams and maybe try to fill a void with a couple guys that really haven't made an NFL impact yet?
So I don't know that Khalil Mack is – that they would move him. Team's 3-2, right? And
got 2.5 sacks.
Yeah. I mean, they're thinking, why would a team fighting for the playoffs part with a player that's, you know, if they fade in the next couple of weeks, they're in a playoff spot right now. Are they going to give up a player that's playing for them?
Yeah.
Producing for them?
They could. I could see it. I mean, if you're the Chargers, I mean, you have to be honest with your own assessment about your team and the landscape of the AFC. And are you going to, can that team make a run? And if you don't think that they can really make a run, if they're a borderline playoff team, then you have to start thinking about the future and start thinking about draft capital and what would you get for Khalil Mack. You're not going to get a first-round pick for Khalil Mack anymore, but you're going to get something for him.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I just can't see them pulling the plug. I mean, if they fade in the next couple of weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Chargers.
I'll tell you who's probably a fan of the Chargers is the Chargers themselves.
Well, they do have, I mean, on their schedule coming up. So this will tell you, the Chargers will know what kind of team they are, if they can make a run or not. They play at Arizona, home against New Orleans, and at Cleveland. All that is prior to the trade deadline. Those are three winnable games.
Mm-hmm.
If they find themselves going 1-2 in those games, then maybe they can start to say, all right, we have to start looking at trading assets.
248-539-9797. Randy and Trenton, you're next. Hi, Randy.
Hey, how we doing?
Okay. All right, Randy.
Yeah, I want to talk. Khalil Mack isn't too bad, but I think we got to go all in for Max Crosby. Screw them picks. It's our Super Bowl window. It's now or never.
Well, it's not now or never, but I mean, this is a good opportunity to win it this year for sure.
I want to say now or never, but in the next 2 years, it's you get a guy like Max Crosby and you got Hutch coming back next year. I also want to talk about that Lions game yesterday, you know? It's just that was one of the great Lions games that I've ever seen, and it's just the belt to ass we put on Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy. I'm pretty sure Mike McCarthy gave him some treatment after, you know?
I don't know what that means, but I will say that if they could get Max Crosby, I don't think anybody's going to turn it down. It doesn't feel like a Brad Holmes type move. But that doesn't mean you don't go for it. They've never been this close before either. Right. They've never suffered a devastating. It's a whole bunch of new variables. A devastating injury. It's a you know elite player. So it might cause him to break character and go for the big move. It isn't now or never. They got a core set up here for a while. The next 2 years are big. It'll get tougher after that. But I think they're going to be around for a while.
And the question I think that they have to ask themselves is what's the price going to be?
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.